Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Sam and Nancy, the Wilson Sisters, otherwise known as Hart, bringing this back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Rick is the president of On Point Consulting. Put an LLC.com on the end of that. You'll find his website, his blog, his books, all the things that he does, including his new book, which is called Closing the Execution Gap. Hey, Rick, thanks again for being here. And we've been talking about making sure that you follow some very important best practices that Rick's been helping us with when you bring on the next employee, which more and more of us are bringing on fewer employees. Yep. And so when you do it, you better do it right. You got to get the right one. So I want to come back to some of these questions, Rick. Ask engaging questions. That's why I say questions. Some of your key bullets here. You mentioned earlier search for limitations, meaning this is where you're weeding out the process, finding if they use bad grammar, if they have typos in their resume, things like those are tips, aren't they?
Yeah, and the thing about that, though, is that, there are many paths to success, but it may only take one or two things to derail you. But the thing you have to do is, just because they have a limitation, doesn't mean that they're not still a possible candidate. You have to determine, is the limitation relevant to job performance, and then, is it trainable? In other words, can I teach you? So, if it has to do with appearance, can I teach you? Can I give you a good uniform? Mm-hmm. Can I help you do that? But the key is you want to use your question to tease out the one or two limitations that may cause them to derail. Hmm. So to kind of get to the more specifics of the questions, there's three types of questions you want to ask. The first is just like informational questions. For instance, how much travel are you willing to do for this job? Mm-hmm. But again, when you ask that question, you want to ask it in an open-ended way, like how much travel are you willing to do, rather than say, the job requires
will you travel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the job requires 2 days of travel. Are you okay with that? Or are you willing to travel? The problem with those questions is they're leading because there's only one answer. If I want the job, I'm going to say yes, and then I'll work it out later on. So you want to really get their truthful
Would it bother you if the employee, if the prospect came back and said, well, I don't mind traveling. I'm actually like traveling for a business. But can you give me an idea about how much? Because I have children, I wouldn't want to be gone Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Again, then you could even then I would say how much travel would be appropriate. How much travel would you be mm-hmm. comfortable with? Mm-hmm. Rather than me answering their question, you need to put it back because you want to hear what they think.
And you're pressing for specifics here, aren't you?
Well, that's the other thing that's important to do. Is not to let a broad general statement go by because, everybody's going to say things like, I love working with people. I'm a real team player. But then you have to probe behind that and press mm-hmm. the specifics to really say, tell me about a time when you had difficulty with a team member and how did you handle that?
What do you think about, most small business owners are really not qualified to do what you're talking about doing. Don't you recommend that they find a pro to take your specs and find get down to two or three options and pre-interview them and then let you interview them? Your interview with them may be the second interview. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the idea of pre-screening is good and getting it down to two or three key options and using a resource for that. But I don't necessarily agree that a small business owner can't be good at this or a manager can't be good at this. Interviewing is a learned skill.
I believe they can do it. It's just that they're not doing enough of it. And for them to learn how, I used to do this when I had my consulting company years ago, 20 years ago. I did this for my clients. I would help them find a key person. I was the first person interviewed. Some of the people I hired back in the 90s are still on the job, job I helped them find, because I went through a process like you're talking about. I don't think they would have.
Yeah, No, but again, if you, and that, well, actually, to your point, making the interviewing selection system a formal process where you might have somebody, you know, screening resumes, identifying two or three top candidates. Maybe you're administering some testing to help you screen.
My advice to small business owners, take your points here we've been talking about, and use those to interview a screening professional.
Right.
That's what I would do. I'd use this to hire the screening professional, the HR professional.
If you can afford it,
I need your website one more time.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
All right, hey,
and
Rick,
they should go to my blog. I've got all this stuff on interviewing for soft skills and secrets of hiring managers are in the blog up there.
It's good stuff, folks. Hey, thank you for that, Rick. Come back soon.
Pleasure.
Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.